Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillie, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass on a Tuesday. A lot to get to today. Ross Tucker later in the show. We'll get to the Phillies and a dramatic, for good and bad, ninth inning in Philadelphia last night as the magic number continues to dwindle. And of course, a lot of Eagles as we look forward to week two after week one. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. You know what? I know I probably said this before, but the only thing better than bacon is more bacon. Shout out to Hatfield, man. They brought me some bacon this morning, some nice choice meats and whatnot. Had a grand old time. It was really good.
Well, they didn't just bring you bacon. They brought entire place here.
Food, yeah, everybody eating good. We eating good in the neighborhood.
They had a chef for us. It was incredible. So we appreciate Hatfield coming up. We'll probably tell you a lot more about what we ate this morning as the show goes along. And Hugh, now the dust is settled, right? Week one is fully in the books. Last night, the 49ers without McCaffrey take down the Jets. So we've got week one in the books, Hugh. You know, it's interesting. A couple things hit you. One, the Eagles won, which is the most important thing. They're 1-0, and they're up there with the Lions and the Niners and the Cowboys, right? The other 1-0 teams, the good teams in the NFC. And the other thing that hits you is how they won that football game, and specifically how they got to where they got to at the end, which was some really good play out of Jalen Hurts, right? Some runs at the end, some good throws, the wheel route to Saquon Barkley. But, Hugh, there also was the other stuff, and the other stuff was turnovers. He threw two interceptions. And he had two fumbles and then almost two more interceptions that were dropped by the opposing team. Hugh, a lot of discussion last few days, us on Saturday, us yesterday, and it keeps coming back to Jalen. Hugh, with week one in the books here, I'll just ask you a question. Are you giving Jalen Hurts a pass because it was the first game of the season and the new coordinator?
Yes. Yes, I am. No, and listen, I listened to all the shows yesterday. Shout out to Ike and Spike. You know, they made some compelling arguments. I know exactly where Ike's coming from. But at the end of the day, you got to get the first one, and you got the first one. And there are things you definitely have to work on. Are there some things that are eerily similar to last year? Yes. Mm. When you talk about woulda, coulda, shoulda, or if. Like, if he could have threw at least three picks, four picks, you know, but he didn't. He threw two. Now, that's something that you definitely have to clean up. But at the end of the day, you started the season the way that you wanted to start the season. Now, next week, like, I'm willing to give him the grace this week. Next week, it can't be the same thing. Cannot be the same thing because there's a lot of intangibles that went into that game that you know, you couldn't quantify. And one of them is the grass field. Now, I know people want to try to poo-poo it and everything like that, but I feel like that was a huge X factor going in. Mm. Because as soon as that game started, you saw everybody on skates. Everybody was on skates. So I'm willing to give him a little grace for that. But to everybody's point yesterday, that can't be, like, what we saw last Friday cannot be what we see this Monday, this upcoming Monday.
It better not be. Otherwise, there'll be no passes
given out. It's
going to
be a problem. It's going to be a whole problem.
I didn't even think about this before the show, but when you mentioned the grass there, I might be able to fill out a Jalen Hurts excuse bingo board today because we're off and running with Hugh Douglas here. No, I'm not giving Jalen Hurts a pass, you. Look, so I agree with you and probably a lot of people today that want to say it's the first game with a new coordinator. Hugh, I think that is a thing, and I've mentioned he starts off slow historically. You go back to college, you go back to Shane Steichen and Brian Johnson. Historically, Jalen Hurts starts off slow with a new coordinator. I think he'll play his best football October, November, December, not September. I think that's just a reality of having a new coordinator. He's got to feel comfortable. Hugh, I'm with you on that. But you know what my concern is, Hugh? Not one tough day, not a couple passes he probably wants back. It feels like a bit of a pattern with Jalen Hurts. And my favorite thing about him when he became the Eagles quarterback was his decision-making. He didn't put the team in a bad spot. He made the right read. He very rarely threw the ball into trouble the first few years as a starting quarterback. He was great at it. I thought it was his best attribute, right? Like, he can run. Mm-hmm. He was tough. He was physical. But also, yeah, maybe he doesn't have the arm to make the 70-yard bomb, but he's not going to put you in a bad spot. And that, for whatever reason, has changed. And it wasn't just this past game. So Jalen Hurts' first 34 starts in the NFL, his first two-plus years starting, right? Because he started those first few games at the end of 2020, then 2021, 2022. He had 18 total interceptions in his first 2+ years as a starter. 34 starts, 18 interceptions. That's really good. I mean, that's, you know, over the course of a full year, that's less than 10 picks on an average, right? That's less than a pick every, you know, basically every other game, it's a pick. That's not, that's good. In his last 18 starts now, dating back to last season, including the first game of this year, he has 17 interceptions, and he's lost 6 fumbles. He's turned the football over 23 times now since the beginning of last season. That's way too many, Hugh. It feels like a pattern to me more than just one day in Brazil on Friday.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, Joe, and there might be some truth to that, but I look at it like this. Okay, when I was little, and I was, you know, painting or coloring on a coloring book.
Oh, I love where this analogy is going.
Yeah, you know this analogy. And so, you know, initially when I started to color, I colored outside the lines a lot. And that was one of the things that I did. But as I progressed and got better at coloring, I learned how to color inside the lines. I think that's what Jalen's doing. I'm going to wrap it up for you real nice in the bow right here. But see what Jalen is doing. Jalen has become, in my eyes, a better passer. Now, the one thing that's holding him back from being a better passer is that little nasty stat called INTs or turnovers.
And those are nasty stats.
Yeah, but when I look at him and I see some of the throws that he's making, I think he's right now he's culling outside the lines. And he's trying to figure out how to keep it inside the lines.
So I actually like the analogy.
That was pretty good, huh? Because I went to parent teacher night last night.
Oh, that was it. Yeah, that's on your mind.
I had to wrap that thing up.
Let me further it just for a second. When we first gave Jalen the pencil,
the crayon.
When we first gave him the crayon, he was inside the lines. Now as he progresses as an artist, he's starting to go outside the lines because he threw less picks when he was younger. Now he's a fifth-year. That throw in the end zone on Friday, fifth-year quarterback can't make that throw.
No, you can't. No, not listen. I'm not trying to say that there were some things that, you know, you look at and you look at his age and be like, dog, what you doing? But I feel like he was under the rest the whole game. Like, it's like, you remember, I know you ain't trying to hear that joke.
That line blocked up pretty well on Friday.
They did. But you know what this reminds me of? Remember when Mike Tyson had a saying, like, everybody has a plan until you get punched in the mouth?
Yeah.
They got punched in the mouth early. And I think the plan, this is what I believe. And this is the only thing that I have to go on because it's such a small sampling size. I feel like they got punched in the mouth. And the plan that they had kind of flew out the window.
With the Saquon slip and
all
the behind the chains.
Yes, yes, with the field
turnovers,
being as slippery as it is.
I get
is.
It. And the
and then at that point, you're just
a bad cam snap. Yeah.
Yes, and at that point, you're just trying to get right. You're trying because you like we talk about it. Hey, you could have been down 14 points.
Well, they could have been
in a heartbeat.
They could have been. All right, let's hear from Ron Jaworski. Jaws chimed in on this with the idea of where Jalen Hurts is decision making wise. It doesn't sound like Jaws has given him a pass for Week One.
Yeah, it was mediocre, and I do have some concerns. You know, the interception rate coming back to the second half of last season in general, too many interceptions.
Yeah.
You know, 15 last year and starting out with 2, and probably could have been at least 3, possibly 4. So. With this receiving core, I think you got to be very careful as a quarterback. You have so much confidence. This receiving core is phenomenal, by the way. And sometimes you can have too much confidence of squeezing the ball in the tight areas, and I think that's what he did. So he's got to be more judicious in where he decides to throw the football. To me, that was the mistakes he made that game were forced mistakes, forced by himself, not by the defense. He should not have been throwing the football where those interceptions happened.
So, in your mind, very correctable, it sounds like?
Very correct, but I'm starting to sense a pattern now. As I said earlier, it was 15 interceptions last year, now 2 in the first game. You know, I think you got to be real careful about protecting the football. It's very seldom you win this league, -2 in the turnover category.
Mm-hmm.
And we turned over 3 times, Green Bay turned over 1, and we won the football game. So that doesn't happen all that often, so you've got to protect the football.
Yeah, it is correctable, but for whatever reason, from the beginning of last year, he has it corrected. Kyle, where are you at on Jalen? You're giving him a pass. Is Kyle Quinn handing out a pass for Jalen Hurts?
I'm a clean slate guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new season. It's Week One. New offensive coordinator. All that stuff. That was kind of what I was telling myself when I was seeing him. Let's be real about how he played, because it wasn't just the 2 turnovers. He had like 4 or 5 turnover-worthy plays. Mm-hmm. It was sloppy, but the more I watched the rest of the NFL, everybody was sloppy. It felt like it was new for everybody, like a new season for everybody. Not too many people are playing in the preseason. You said a fifth-year quarterback can't make that play. I saw Matthew Stafford, a six-year quarterback, make the same exact play in the end zone that really hurt the Rams against the Lions. I mean, Matthew Stafford's a Super Bowl-winning quarterback. I don't know if any Rams fans questioning whether or not to give Matthew Stafford a pass for that interception. I get it goes back to last year, but the thing that I saw that encouraged me about how Jalen played as compared to last year was that he was able to bounce back. Like, he had the resiliency of the Jalen Hurts that I've seen in years past where he didn't compound mistakes, and he responded. It was almost like when he had the fumble in the Super Bowl and he immediately followed it up with a clutch drive and put another touchdown on the board. That drive he had at the end of the game was me sort of saying, like, okay, like, that's the Jalen from years past where he can just kind of brush it off, flush it, as he likes to say, short-term memory, and just move on. So for week one, I give him a pass. I will have a hair trigger on this. I'm just admitting it. Week two, week three, if we see
as
it again.
You should.
Yeah, then I have the right to change that. But as of right now, I'll give him a pass.
215-592-9494. When it comes to Jalen Hurts' performance week one against the Packers, are you giving him a pass? Week one in a new offense. Hugh's giving him a pass. Kyle is. I'm not handing out passes today. This is his fifth year in the league. Last 18 starts, he's got 17 picks. All right, your call's coming up. We will get to what happened with the Phillies last night. Another guy who may or may not deserve a pass. When we come back, more audio from Nick Sirianni and Jalen about his performance on Friday and your phone calls. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Honestly, I judge it off of how you respond when it matters most. And we came out, we had some adversity earlier in the game. I definitely could have avoided some of those things. I put us in a bad spot as a team. I put us in a bad spot. But in the end, we made some crucial plays to extend drives, crucial plays down the field, crucial plays on defense, and even showing up on special teams as well. And that's what it's all about. So, but you're going to keep pressing forward. Keep pressing forward.
That's what they do, that's what they did, and that's how they got a victory. Eagles 1-0 after the win over the Packers. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette, the voice there of Jalen Hurts, who had an up-and-down first game. The good was really good. I mean, they closed that last drive. He had some tough runs there. Anyway, I thought the pass to Saquon for the first touchdown in the corner of the end zone was a beautiful ball by Jalen, and obviously a great catch getting the feed in by Saquon. Jalen did a lot of good things. He also did some stuff that just, quite frankly, concerns me. I mean, he has to be smarter than that with the football, and I'm not giving him a pass for week one because it's a pattern. The way I view it, it's become a pattern. My favorite thing about him, it's why I wanted him to play, it's why I thought he could be a tremendous Eagles quarterback, was he didn't make mistakes. First 34 starts, 18 total interceptions. Last 18 starts, 17 interceptions. Become basically one per game. And on Friday, it was two. It could have been more. 215-592-9494. But, as Hugh pointed out, it was the first game with a new coordinator. It was a slippery field. 10-hour flight. We could line up the reasons. What, are you giving him a pass? I'm not. Hugh is. Alex in Philadelphia is up. Hey, Alex.
Hey, how's it going, Joe?
Good morning, Alex. What's up, pal?
It sounds like you're hating on Jalen. It's like you want him to fail.
Why would I don't understand. Like me pointing out that he's made mistakes over and over the last year, why would I want him to fail? I want him to succeed.
You were being critical and before the season even started. I've listened to you talk like with this offense he got, he should be this, and if he don't do that, he sucks.
Well, I never said that. No. But don't you agree that if they don't put up a lot of points, it comes back on him?
It comes back on him and it also comes back on play calling, but this is the first game of the season. This is what happens when your starters don't play at least one series or two series on the preseason. You're not going to come out there and been in a rhythm like you've been playing for the last 5 or 6 weeks. It's not going to happen.
Alex, I agree with that, and I want him to play in the preseason. But this—if this was one game, like Alex, if he only threw like 6 or 7 or 8 interceptions last year, and then he had this game, then I could say, all right, I could hear you saying, Joe, you're overreacting. He threw a lot of interceptions last year, and then we start the year with almost 4. Like, this isn't just one game.
He started forcing the ball. You can't do that. You can't do that.
I agree.
Triple coverage, like, you know, you get on him about that when he comes back to the sideline. Like, you can't make throws like that. You know better. But it sounds like you hoping he fell or want him to fail.
Well, no, I don't.
That's what it sounds like to me.
No, that doesn't make any sense. Why would I want him to fail? I want him to stop throwing picks so the Eagles win football games. Like, I'm trying to get him right here,
Alex. We're trying to get to New Orleans.
Yeah, we're going to be fine. Trust my word. Told you, Super Bowl, World Series.
Alex, that I'm into. Yeah, you had the parlay, the Philly parlay. Alex, we appreciate the phone call. Obviously, I don't want him to fail. What I want him to do is succeed. And here's why I think this is so interesting. Because as we saw Friday, with Saquon and with AJ and Devontae, and I thought the offensive line, I was concerned a little bit about them, right? With Becton at guard, we didn't know how he could do. He did pretty well. I thought Cam had the bad snaps, but he blocked pretty well. Like, Jalen was clean for the most part
adversity.
In that game.
And that's why, like, when I look at the game, everything that everybody's talking about, especially with us, is fair. Like I said, I'm listening to Ike yesterday, and he talked about how Jalen needs to play better because the standard is Super Bowl. That was not a Super Bowl performance.
It was not. No.
It was not a Super Bowl performance. And I don't believe that Jalen thinks that was a Super Bowl performance. But what I'm comfortable in is, like, you got to start somewhere. The bar isn't as low as we anticipated it to be. You know, because that, like, when I think about it like this, there was a lot of concern on how well Jalen would adapt to this new offense and how fast he would pick it up. That didn't look like that was that much of an issue the other night. Now, there were some miscues, no question about it. But like he said, there were some plays he wished he could get back. But there were also some plays where he made some pretty good plays. The fact, and I can't talk about it enough, man. That corner blitz, when they came off free and lit Jalen up like a Christmas tree and he was still able to make the play, that's huge. Plays like that, like, your quarterback's going to get punished and you don't want him to be hit like that on a regular. But when you have plays like that that beat blitzes like that, when they sell all out and they go zero blitz and they come after you and you beat them, guess what they don't want to do the next time? They don't want to do that. Like you, there's been plenty of times, Jim Johnson, God bless his soul, man, that we would get in the games and we would get caught blitzing a couple times. Mm-hmm. And guess what we would do? Stop blitzing.
Of course, you don't want
to. Now we're playing base coverage, and now you don't know what to do because they got to answer for everything that you're doing. That's what you want to put the fear in the teams, man. The fact that Saquon Barkley ran the football the way that he did, that's another layer to this offense that we can exploit. We haven't scratched the surface of this. I would rather, in my mind, I look at it like this. It's like, say, starting in radio. I'm not the host that I was or the co-host that I was when I first started out. I feel like I'm better. But I had to start somewhere. You know what I mean? So that's how I kind of look at it. So you got to start somewhere.
I agree with you. But he's not a first or second year quarterback. He's a fifth year quarterback.
Yeah, that has had a lot of, like, Jalen has had a very, very interesting two, three years?
The last three, that's a starter, yeah.
Yeah, he got broke off an extreme amount of money. First he went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Had a pretty good run when he started, went to the Super Bowl. That next offseason, got paid, became America's heartthrob. Oh, yeah, by the way, y'all women that are mad because Jalen Hurts got engaged, y'all are ridiculous. Y'all never had a chance. I just wanted to say, like, y'all, the fact that y'all thought y'all had a chance with Jalen Hurts is just like me thinking that I have a chance with Maya. Like seriously.
You don't think that, right?
I would like to think that that's the case, but, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it ain't going to happen.
You got to be real.
Yeah.
You got to be real yourself.
I'm going to still shoot the J if I get the opportunity. I'm going to shoot that J now. But my point is this. He's had to adjust probably a lot quicker than anybody else had. Like, we talked about last year about his demeanor and, the fact that, and I even said when he got paid and he had that busy offseason, that there's a good chance that he might struggle. And he did.
You called that.
He did struggle. Because when you get more money, you got more problems. Your time is different. You don't have the time to work out. So now this year, he has been reflective. Like you can hear that in the press conference when he talked about how bad he played and how some of the plays he got. He wish he had back. He got engaged. This is a process. Like he's going to be better. I believe that he's going to be better.
When do we raise the bar?
The bar is already raised. The bar is high, Joe.
Well, but a lot of people are giving him a pass. Like,
pass because it's the first game.
But it is the first game. So let me put it in this context. I mentioned that turnovers last year were a lot, and now he starts the year off with some turnovers
in his first game.
And the fumble, which we could say his fault is not his fault. The cam snapped it too early, but okay. Last year, he was the 20th ranked passer in the NFL. 20. This year, and it's one game, just right, we just got one game. He ranked 24th after week one. Can I tell you the guys that are behind Jalen Hurts after week one in passer rating?
I know Daniel Jones.
Okay, here are the names. And I'm going to give you a little context on all these guys. Jacoby Brissett. He's a half a backup.
Journeyman.
Yeah, he's waiting. He's holding the spot until Drake May takes it. Kirk Cousins off an Achilles. Caleb Williams, rookie. Will Levis stinks. Deshaun Watson cooked and in trouble again. Bo Nix, rookie. Daniel Jones stinks. Bryce Young stinks. So the only guys that are behind him after week one are either journeyman, coming off a big injury, rookies, or they just flat out stink. So, I think he's better than all those guys. I mean, I'm not saying he's literally as good as those guys. I think he's way better than those guys, but that's the company he keeps, passer rating, after week one. 215-592-9494. I'm curious to see today how many people give him a pass, but then I'm also curious to see as this goes on, does that last? Like, let me ask you this, Hugh, before we go back to the phones. If Jalen has another up and down game Monday night, is he getting the pass next week?
No. Nah.
Oh, so it's a 1 week pass.
No, it's a 1 week pass.
Okay.
No, because at that point, I'm willing to give him. Let me tell you why I'm giving him a pass. I'm factoring in the fact that the schedule was probably off. Like as far as what they wanted to do. You go into a game and you have a template of what you want to try to accomplish. You might maybe they want to set up the run, or maybe they want to give him some manageable passes in order to get the game going. I think for both of those teams, it became a track meet right out the gate. I thought it started out like a marathon, or they thought it would be. Then it turned into a straight sprinter's track meet. So I think that was the case, and I think the field kind of threw everybody off, and then you had to scramble to adjust. Now, next week with everything that we know and being at home and all this other stuff, no, you're not going to get the same pass from me.
Extra rest,
like,
too.
You better, like, listen, there not nan, better not be nan-picked thrown come Monday Night Football against the Atlanta Falcons. Better not nan-picked be thrown. So, yeah, that's kind of where I'm coming at with it. The defense better play better. The offense look like they're clicking on all cylinders for me. And he can't make the mistakes that he made. He better look like that $250 million quarterback gave all that money to.
I think part of the reason why this is so on top of my brain is when you watch Saquon and A.J. and Devontae in this line, you realize the bones are here for a great offense if the quarterback plays well. I mean, it could be a great offense. It could be, you know, like you guys were both predicting towards this summer. Like, they could score in the upper 20s every game if the quarterback just holds onto the ball and delivers it where it's supposed to go. Matt in Mullica Hill. Hey, Matt.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Matt. What's up, pal? Man?
So, I enjoyed the game. I know it was the first week, so I didn't put much steam into what happened, except I don't understand when Jalen was audibling using the term Tiger Wire, every time I knew exactly what the play was. It was a read option, and he got smashed every time. Like, what the heck?
Yeah, Matt, if you were able to pick that up from Mullica Hill, I guess the Packers are able to pick it up three yards above the line of scrimmage. I did hear that a few times. Was it Tiger Wire? I heard it.
Yeah, Tiger Wire. Oh, I'm like, it's a run, duh. And he's going to get clobbered. Yes, he did, because he's going to the same side. He did run to the left one time.
Hugh, what's your guess on what that means? If he's yelling something,
I mean, it's a tendency.
Yeah,
it's
if he's yelling something similar on different plays,
and if Matt, the thing, like, I hear what you're saying, but you still got to stop it though. Like, you know,
well, the Packers did.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
You still
got
to stop.
They had someone watching him the whole game, so he didn't get much yards when it was. Oh man.
No. It was certain plays that they ran, and you're like, man, why are you running that?
Yeah.
Like, but again, I feel like part of that is because everything got thrown off schedule. I really feel like that. I just feel like the way the game started, everything got thrown off schedule.
Well, it did, yeah. And, Matt, we appreciate the call. It did. But that was just one play. I mean, let me ask you this. What does the play in the first quarter have to do with the fourth quarter? Like when he's throwing bad decisions, making poor decisions in the fourth quarter of the game, like, we're way past that. We're way past the first play of the game. Like, that's, I don't understand what happened. I know Ike was on this yesterday. How does a guy go from being a good decision maker to now more reckless? I wonder, like, where is he trying too hard? Is he trying to justify the contract, who he is, who he's supposed to be?
Hero ball.
That's the part that is the strangest to me. It's not. I agree with when you say he throws a better ball now. I agree with you. He's better mechanically. He just throws the ball nicer now than he did when he first came in the league. It's the decision making that's changed for him.
Yeah, and I think part of that is because there might be some pressure to be the guy that you feel that has to live up to the money that you made.
Well, when you mention all the changes, that's in my, like, when I looked at the numbers this morning, right? That the line of demarcation is when they paid him, right? He didn't make, he didn't throw interceptions before then. Since they paid him, he throws a lot. Something changed.
I'm just saying.
Something changed around here.
I'm just saying. I just remember us having this conversation. I was like, boy, everything got kind of different when you got that bread. It got a little different when you got that bread. But the pressure's ramped up. No question about it.
Well, that is true. Sure.
And now you're on a team where, and I don't know if Jalen's like this, but you're on a team where, like, you're the face of the franchise, but you're not the headliner. If that makes sense.
Well, Friday was Saquon.
Yeah, you're not the headliner. You got a star-studded cast, man. And we've seen in the past, whether we want to admit it or not, like when some people come in and they become that guy, you know, that might be a little bit, you know, tough for some people to handle.
Well, that's even more why the interceptions make no sense to me, because he doesn't need to force things, right? He's got a ton of weapons. Like, you watch the Bills game on Sunday. Josh Allen, because they lost Stephon Diggs now, right? He's gone. That team's young. They don't have many established star receivers. Like, I get why he's got to play hero ball for them to win. I don't think Jalen does. If Jalen just takes care of the football and distributes, he's going to have good numbers, and they're going to score a lot of points. Chris in Middletown. Hey, Chris.
Chris.
Good morning, man.
Good morning, Chris. Chris. What's up, pal?
Damn you, Hugh Douglas.
What I do. What I do now.
Tell him, Chris.
What I do now.
So
stop talking about bacon. As soon as you start talking about bacon, I just start craving bacon.
But see, bacon is keto. So that as long as you, if you on the keto diet, you're good. They brought a lot of bacon.
Chris, go pick up your Hatfield bacon.
Hatfield brought a lot of bacon.
I mean, they brought in so much today. Hugh's got a bag full to bring home.
Make sure you get some of that for yourself there, Joe. You could have yourself a good slab of bacon tonight for dinner.
Well, I have a bag to bring home for my kids, so I am definitely bringing it home to cook it up. Chris, what do you got for us?
Guys, here's what I got for you. Damn you, Hugh Douglas. Listen, Joe is speaking. When you make me agree with Joe on an Eagles point, then you know there's something wrong here, okay?
what point is that?
Listen, so here's the thing. All the excuse callers for Jalen, you know, they already started this morning. They're going to talk about, it's a new offense. Listen, he's a fifth-year starter, and here's what that's already been said. But here's the thing. It wasn't that he made a bad read because it's a new play. He threw the guy one way, threw the ball one way, and the guy broke the other way. It's your fifth-year starter, and again, this, I'm not a Jalen hater, and all you morons that'll say I'm a hater, you're morons. Here's what it is. He did phenomenal things, but what is in question is this. He's become a turnover machine because of bad decisions. Your fifth-year starter, when there's three guys on the deep ball, when he's triple covered, don't throw.
You can't throw that one. I know which one you're talking about. You can't throw that.
Yes. When you look at Dotson, you go to another read. Don't come back to Dotson when there's a guy standing right there. That's the problem. And Hugh, the field doesn't affect that either, okay? So that's the problem that I have, is it's that forcing of the ball. It's that heat, that stubbornness and unwillingness to learn. I have a point to you maybe about all of this, Joe, because you're questioning what happened, right? He got his bread, so now all of a sudden he's playing a little bit. Here's my thought. Maybe Jalen wasn't really being Jalen because Jalen wanted to get paid. So Jalen was playing really conservative because he knew he couldn't play, you know, like a gunslinger, like a Brett Favre, right? Well, now that he got paid, now he's being Jalen. So Jalen is a risk taker and Jalen is a gambler, because there's no way a guy that has his much playing experience and his much grooming from a young quarterback with his dad coaching him all the way through college, starting 5 years in NFL starter, can continue to do this without knowing, I can't do this, unless that is just part of him that he has to rein in. So, guys, that's where my fear is with him. That's what I'm worried about with him, and that's where he does not get a pass. This isn't the first time. This is a long-time thing. And you know what? He needs to nip it in the butt, just like another guy that I'm going to point out on my way out with you on my last point, because it's the same damn thing. Bryce Harper, stop watching the ball.
Oh, Chris, I'm glad you said it. No, you can't do it.
Run it.
Yes, Chris, we're going to – I'm glad you said it. Yep.
Jalen and Bryce are both on warning right now. Stop your mental nonsense and play within the game.
Just play smart. Just play smart. Chris, appreciate it. We're going to get to the Harper thing coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. Yeah, if it was one – I keep going back to this. Yes, it was a new offense. Yes, it was a slippery field. What was last year? What was last year? It wasn't all slippery fields and new offense.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. But this is the reason why I'm giving Jalen the pass, and I understand why most people don't. And that's your right not to, because I for one, like I said, I'm giving him a clean slate until I'm not. I guess you kind of change your mind on that. But I'm not talking about you right now. I'm just you know, pointing out the facts, pointing out my side of it. And I feel like a lot of times when we talk about what he is, we like to bring up the past. Like, you know, because I, like, again, heard people talking about, well, you know, he did this last year and all this other stuff.
But it's a pattern.
It's a new year.
But we're off to a bad start.
No, it's a new year. And I understand where people are coming from when they say, well, you know, it was where he picked up from last year.
Yeah.
But we also have to understand that there was a lot going on in this game that probably forced a lot of things to be a lot different.
I agree with that. But, you know, and we'll take everyone's phone call, 215-592-9494. There's, you know, Hugh, we do this all the time with players. There's different ways to, like, spin statistics, right?
Yeah, we spin doctors.
We spin doctors. So, and there's a lot of ways to do it. You could divide it up the first half of his career, the second half, the first 34 starts, the last 18, last year, this year. you know what's becoming more and more true the more and more he plays, right? And we have a bigger sample. You always talk about small sample versus big sample, right? There's only one year he has been great. One. And that was 2022. And like Friday wasn't great, and we hope he plays great on Monday against the Falcons, and hopefully by the end of this year we have 2 years. But that's the reality of where it's been. Can we hear from Nick Sirianni, and then we'll react with you guys on the other side. Sirianni praising Hurts from coming back from the turnovers and kind of having adversity after them.
We couldn't have played a worse first quarter than we did. Offensively, defensively did a great job of stepping up, but we couldn't have played a worse first quarter than we did. And then we came back down the field. He hit Saquon with an unbelievable throw. He's going to want some plays back, obviously. But I thought, Jalen started it as far as the dog mentality of playing through and handling the adversity. Again, it wasn't perfect. It wasn't perfect by any means. We can help him out with some play calls here and there as well. But I thought he responded good. Like that 4 minute drive that we had, that drive started with what, eight some minutes left to go in the game, and we gave him the ball back with 27 seconds. Why? Because Jalen and Devontae connected on some huge plays.
Well, they did. They remind me of the Tampa game last year where they ran the clock out at the end. 215-592-9494. For your reaction to that and all this, are you giving Jalen Hurts a pass for the week one performance, including the turnovers? 215-592-9494. We'll come back. Your phone calls here coming up on Sports Radio 94 WIP. And join me tomorrow night under the stars at Sunset Social in Center City for our next Go Yards watch party with Philly Standard, the tailgate beer from Yards Brewing Company and Kyle Schwarber. Cheer on Kyle as he takes on Tampa. Enjoy $5 Philly Standards and register for a chance to win the Kyle Schwarber Ballpark Experience, on-field batting practice, a meet-and-greet with Kyle, and tickets with me in the Yard Suite tomorrow at Sunset Social in Center City. Yards Brewing Company, made by Philly. Celebrate responsibly. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up at 11, we'll get to a very eventful ninth inning at Citizens Bank Park last night, which did lead to a win, but that doesn't mean we're giving out passes there either. We'll get to that coming up. Ross Tucker, our first spot with Ross after the first week of the season. Ross at 11:45. Later in the show, we'll debut Kiss the Baby, a brand new segment. Excited for that one. Let's go back to the phones here. You're giving Jalen Hurts a pass for his week one performance. Mr. Surehands in West Oak Lane. What's up, Mr. Surehands?
Hey, my brothers. How you doing? Gillio, Cal, Gold Jacket. What's up with you?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Everything, man. Shout out to Jeff and Howie for recognizing something that Hugh Douglas will probably never admit. I don't know what happened to this guy, but defense is certainly not a luxury we wouldn't have won without him. Jalen Stump.
Dude. You know what? Mr. Surehands.
Let him cook.
Go look at that box score.
But they made plays in the red zone.
If you say anything, they were opportunistic. Mm-hmm. They played opportunistic.
No,
but
no, they were very good, and they showed that they had the potential to be a top five defense this year.
Yeah. No.
Hugh, Jalen is not giving them the ball,
Mr. Hands,
run free.
Mr. Hands,
are they running up and down that field?
Mr. Hands, with all due respect, no, that defense was not good. They damn near gave up 200 yards. They damn near gave up 200 yards.
Because the quarterback gave them the ball four times.
Mr. Hands, again, with all due respect, that defense, they were middling at best. They were middling.
Maybe they were tired because the quarterback came in to turn the ball.
Is that what it is, Joe?
I'm asking questions.
So now you're being an enabler. You're enabling Mr. Hands.
I appreciate you, Joe. Listen, right? Jalen was looking off open receivers for what reason, I have no idea. You have a bunch of athletes surrounding you. You do not have to play hero ball. We do not want Carson Wentz back. Why are you trying to play like Carson Wentz? Hero ball does not win.
It does not. You're not winning Super Bowl.
You was waiting for me to respond.
Well, he's
there's probably a little bit of hero ball.
We're thrown across our body, across the field.
Wow, you just going all in with this one.
Come on, that throw in the end zone acceptable.
Yeah, it was bad.
They say Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback that ever did it. He lets the ball go to the open guy every time. If you're open, you're getting the ball. We'll take what the defense is giving us. We don't need to do nothing else. You got Saquon back there. You got probably the number one three receiver core in the league. We already know what AJ and Devontae does together. You put dots in there. Give those guys the ball. What are you doing?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, you know what we need, and I'm glad you brought up the Brady thing. And Mr. Surehands, we appreciate the phone call. You know, I can't think of a single highlight in Tom Brady's career. He just distributed the football, right? Just got it out of his hands. And Jalen's a different kind of player. He runs, he moves. They're obviously different physically. I need more game manager out of Jalen Hurts. Be smart with the football rather than I need superhero. They don't need superhero.
No, not right now. And again, the reason why I'm so bullish on the reason I feel like Jalen's going to correct all that is because I felt like they got behind schedule a little bit. And that's why.
But that was one drive.
I understand what you're saying, but that in a game, Joe, like most offenses, they start the game with the first 15. I can almost guarantee you they didn't run their first 15. They're probably – that game plan, whatever it was for the first 15 plays, is probably going to be in Monday night's game because they didn't even get a chance to do that. They were behind the eight ball from the gate. Probably the same thing with the defense. Like they had to dial up – Vic Fangio had a game plan, and when he got behind the eight ball, he had to dial up some exotic stuff, and he had to do some things where he had to go to guys that he felt could help in the situation that he was presented. Mm. That's probably why BG played as much as he did.
Oh, we'll get to that. Yeah, BG played a lot. BG, by the way, was in here on this morning with the camera, which was awesome. He did. He played more than your guy Bryce Huff, which was certainly interesting. I'll say that. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, man?
Hey, Jeff.
What's going on, man?
You might have to let me cook here for a minute, Joe.
Go ahead.
You said a whole lot of stuff that I totally disagree with. First of all, you said something about raising the bar. When are we going to raise the bar? The bar was set in 2022 when they went to the Super Bowl. You keep raising the bar to something that's never going to be attainable. You're always going to be criticizing this guy. You also brought up.
Hold on. Jeff, I'll let you finish. But then, so then what is he? Because that's the bar he set. He set that standard. He could play at that level. He hasn't gone back there. So what do we have here?
We have a guy that's really good. We have a guy that's on his third coordinator. We have a guy that, because he got paid by a rich white guy a lot of money, he puts pressure on himself to take the ball, take the game into his own hands. That you mentioned it earlier. The parameter changed when he got paid. So what's that say?
No, his play changed, not the parameter. He started turning the football over in the beginning of last year. Jeff, my favorite part about him when he first became the Eagles quarterback, and even back at college, but you know here, because that's when we watched him every week, he didn't put the ball in harm's way. He protected the football. Since the beginning of last season, every game it feels like he's throwing the ball to the other team.
Well, look, man, perfection is unattainable in this game. It's just not. So if we're going to keep criticizing him, you also said that they started off bad. Like, how do they start off bad by winning a game? He made some really good plays when it counted.
No, he started off poorly. He did.
He in the first quarter, yeah.
Jeff, on the last drive of the game, he threw the ball to Jaire Alexander again. A.J. Brown broke up the pass. That was a pick six going the other way.
All right, man. Look, I can't go all season long bashing this guy every time. Every mistake that he makes.
Stop. It's not bashing. Stop. And I'm letting everyone know right now. If we get the Jalen Hurts we got on Friday night, the Super Bowl dream is over.
Yeah.
Guys, are we watching it?
Yeah.
I don't want to do this, but I remember doing this when Wentz started going the wrong way. We did the same thing. Well, they won, Joe. He was a great quarterback. He'll get back there. He didn't. Like, Jalen Hurts has to play better. Like, was that a $250 million quarterback on Friday night?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
So, like, what? I don't know. What do you want out of him?
Well, it's one of those things where you have the camp that they can't get past what you're saying because it's viewed as negative. And what I tried to explain to you yesterday was this, that in every meeting, no matter if you won by 30 or you won by a touchdown, you're always critiquing the things that you did bad because you know that other teams are scouting you and you want to get better. Like he said, you're always dealing from a place of, you won the game, but you could play better. And that's how most athletes think. When I was listening to Ike and Spike talk yesterday, and I heard the passion that Ike had when he was talking about it, I knew exactly where he was coming from because that's the passion that the defense coordinator had. We had good games. He'd be like, well, yeah, but you know, you didn't do this well. You didn't get this coverage. Because you're never supposed to be complacent. You're never supposed to be complacent.
I actually think that if you're making a lot of excuses and say lay off Jalen, you don't think very highly of him. That's my view.
Or you feel like he's reached his ceiling.
Yeah, right. I think highly of Jalen Hurts. I expect more out of Jalen Hurts. I think he could be better than he was last year, better than he was on Friday. If you're okay with that, then you might as well call up and say Jalen Hurts is an average quarterback. Like, if that's what you believe, then you're welcome to call and tell us that. But that's not what I view him as. I view him as an above-average quarterback, and I think he should be a top-10 guy every year moving forward while he's in his prime. And I didn't see that on Friday night, so it's frustrated me. I'm happy they won the game. But didn't we learn our lesson last year? Like, did we forget last season with this, well, they won the game stuff? Guys, we did that for 10 weeks last year, and then reality smacked us all in the face.
Facts.
We're smart.
And then when the wheels fell off the wagon, we're all sitting around asking people questions. Well, what happened?
Yeah,
what happened?
I think we're smarter than that as a city and a fan base. Like, if it's not right, then you talk about it and you say, well, it's got to be better for it to sustain. Jalen Hurts has to be better for them to sustain winning, and winning 12, 13 games the way so many people want to win. That's the goal here. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll come back. Your phone calls. Jalen Hurts, are you giving him a pass for week one? I'm not. Hugh is. Kyle is. Where do you come down on this? And we're going to talk about someone else who may or may not get a pass for last night. The star of the Phillies, Bryce Harper. He did get on base the ninth inning. They did win a game, but it is what happened in between there that got everyone talking. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. I'm ready for more NFL on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook, is continuing its special offer to keep us watching more. Now, through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a three-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then, with a YouTube TV base plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon at a market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment. You can cancel anytime. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Honestly, I judge it off of how you respond when it matters most. And we came out, we had some adversity earlier in the game. I definitely could have avoided some of those things. I put us in a bad spot as a team. I put us in a bad spot, but in the end, we made some crucial plays to extend drives, crucial plays down the field, crucial plays on defense, and even showing up on special teams as well, and that's what it's all about. So, but you're going to keep pressing forward. Keep pressing forward.
That's what they do, that's what they did, and that's how they got a victory. Eagles 1-0 after the win over the Packers. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette, the voice there of Jalen Hurts, who had an up-and-down first game. The good was really good. I mean, they closed that last drive. He had some tough runs there. I thought the pass to Saquon for the first touchdown in the corner of the end zone was a beautiful ball by Jalen, and obviously a great catch getting the feed in by Saquon. Jalen did a lot of good things. He also did some stuff that just, quite frankly, concerns me. I mean, he has to be smarter than that with the football, and I'm not giving him a pass for week one because it's a pattern. The way I view it, it's become a pattern. My favorite thing about him, it's why I wanted him to play, it's why I thought he could be a tremendous Eagles quarterback, was he didn't make mistakes. First 34 starts, 18 total interceptions. Last 18 starts, 17 interceptions. Become basically one per game. And on Friday, it was two. It could have been more. 215-592-9494. But as Hugh pointed out, it was the first game with a new coordinator. It was a slippery field. 10-hour flight. We could line up the reasons. What, are you giving him a pass? I'm not. Hugh is. Alex in Philadelphia is up. Hey, Alex.
Hey, how's it going, Joe?
Good morning, Alex. What's up, pal?
It sounds like you're hating on Jalen. It's like you want him to fail.
Why would I don't understand. Like me pointing out that he's made mistakes over and over the last year, why would I want him to fail? I want him to succeed.
You were being critical before the season even started. I've listened to you talk like with this offense he got, he should be this, and if he don't do that, he sucks.
Well, I never said that. No. But don't you agree that if they don't put up a lot of points, it comes back on him?
It comes back on him, and it also comes back on play calling, but this is the first game of the season. This is what happens when your starters don't play at least one series or two series on the preseason. You're not going to come out there and been in a rhythm like you've been playing for the last 5 or 6 weeks. It's not going to happen.
Alex, I agree with that, and I want him to play in the preseason. But this, if this was one game, like Alex, if he only threw like 6 or 7 or 8 interceptions last year, and then he had this game, then I could say, all right, I could hear you saying, Joe, you're overreacting. He threw a lot of interceptions last year, and then we start the year with almost 4. Like, this isn't just one game.
He started forcing the ball. You can't do that. You can't do that.
I agree.
Triple coverage, like, you know, you get on him about that when he comes back to the sideline. Like, you can't make throws like that. You know better. But it sounds like you hoping he fell or want him to fail.
Well, no, I don't.
That's what it sounds like to me.
No, that doesn't make any sense. Why would I want him to fail? I want him to stop throwing picks so the Eagles win football games. Like, I'm trying to get him right.
We're trying to get to New Orleans.
Yeah, we're going to be fine. Trust my word. Told you, Super Bowl, World Series.
Alex, that I'm into. Yeah, you had the parlay, the Philly parlay. Alex, we appreciate the phone call. Obviously, I don't want him to fail. What I want him to do is succeed. And here's why I think this is so interesting. Because as we saw Friday, with Saquon and with AJ and Devontae, and I thought the offensive line, I was concerned a little bit about them, right? With Becton at guard, we didn't know how he could do. He did pretty well. I thought Cam had the bad snaps, but he blocked pretty well. Like, Jalen was clean for the most part
adversity.
In that game.
And that's why, like, when I look at the game, everything that everybody's talking about, especially with us, is fair. Like I said, I'm listening to Ike yesterday, and he talked about how Jalen needs to play better because the standard is Super Bowl. That was not a Super Bowl performance.
It was not. No.
It was not a Super Bowl performance. And I don't believe that Jalen thinks that was a Super Bowl performance. But what I'm comfortable in is, like, you got to start somewhere. The bar isn't as low as we anticipated it to be. You know, because, like, when I think about it like this, there was a lot of concern on how well Jalen would adapt to this new offense and how fast he would pick it up. That didn't look like that was that much of an issue the other night. Now, there were some miscues, no question about it. But like he said, there were some plays he wished he could get back, but there were also some plays where he made some pretty good plays. The fact, and I can't talk about it enough, man. That corner blitz, when they came off free and lit Jalen up like a Christmas tree and he was still able to make the play, that's huge. Plays like that, like your quarterback's going to get punished and you don't want him to be hit like that on a regular. But when you have plays like that that beat blitzes like that, when they sell all out and they go zero blitz and they come after you and you beat them, guess what they don't want to do the next time? They don't want to do that. Like you, there's been plenty of times, Jim Johnson, God bless his soul, man, that we would get in the games and we would get caught blitzing a couple times. Mm-hmm. And guess what we would do? Stop blitzing.
Of course, you don't want
to. Now we're playing base coverage, and now you don't know what to do because they got to answer for everything that you're doing. That's what you want to put the fear in the teams, man. The fact that Saquon Barkley ran the football the way that he did. That's another layer to this offense that we can exploit. We haven't scratched the surface of this. I would rather, in my mind, I look at it like this. It's like, say, starting in radio. I'm not the host that I was or the co-host that I was when I first started out. I feel like I'm better. But I had to start somewhere. You know what I mean? So that's how I kind of look at it. So you got to start somewhere.
I agree with you. But he's not a first or second year quarterback. He's a fifth year quarterback.
Yeah, that has had a lot of, like, Jalen has had a very, very interesting two, three years.
The last three guys are starter. Yeah.
He got broke off an extreme amount of money. First he went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Had a pretty good run when he started. Went to the Super Bowl. That next offseason, got paid, became America's heartthrob. Oh, yeah, by the way, y'all women that are mad because Jalen Hurts got engaged, y'all are ridiculous. Here y'all never had a chance. I just wanted to say, like, y'all, the fact that y'all thought y'all had a chance with Jalen Hurts is just like me thinking that I have a chance with Maya. Like seriously. Like,
and
like,
you don't
and
think
I,
that,
I'm
right?
In a
you,
better,
don't, you don't think that, right?
I would like to think that that's the case, but, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it ain't going to happen.
You got to be real.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to be real yourself.
I'm going to still shoot the J. If I get the opportunity, I'm going to shoot that J now. But my point is this. He's had to adjust probably a lot quicker than anybody else had. Like, you know, we talked about last year about his demeanor and, you know, the fact that, and I even said when he got paid and he had that busy offseason, that there's a good chance that he might struggle. And he did.
You called that.
He did struggle. Because, you know, when you get more money, you got more problems. You know, your time is different. You don't have the time to work out. So now this year, he has been reflective. Like, you can hear that in the press conference when he talked about how bad he played and how some of the plays he got, you know, he wish he had back. He got engaged. This is a process. Like, he's going to be better. I believe that he's going to be better.
When do we raise the bar?
The bar is already raised. The bar is high, Joe.
Well, but a lot of people are giving him a pass. Like,
pass because it's the first game.
But it is the first game. So let me put it in this context. I mentioned that turnovers last year were a lot, and now he starts the year off with some turnovers in his first game. And the fumble, which we could say his fault is not his fault. You know, the cam snapped it too early, but okay. Last year, he was the 20th ranked passer in the NFL. 20. This year, and it's one game, just right, we've got one game. He ranked 24th after week one. Can I tell you the guys that are behind Jalen Hurts after week one in passer rating?
I know Daniel Jones.
Okay, here are the names. And I'm going to give you a little context on all these guys. Jacoby Brissett. He's a half a backup.
Journeyman.
Yeah, he's waiting. He's holding the spot until Drake May takes it. Kirk Cousins off an Achilles. Caleb Williams, rookie. Will Levis stinks. Deshaun Watson cooked and in trouble again. Bo Nix, rookie. Daniel Jones stinks. Bryce Young stinks. So the only guys that are behind him after week one are either journeyman, coming off a big injury, rookies, or they just flat out stink. So, like, I think he's better than all those guys. I mean, I'm not saying he's literally as good as those guys. I think he's way better than those guys, but that's the company he keeps passer rating after week one. 215-592-9494. I'm curious to see today how many people give him a pass, but then I'm also curious to see as this goes on, does that last? Like, let me ask you this, Hugh, before we go back to the phones. If Jalen has another up and down game Monday night, is he getting a pass next week?
Nah.
Oh, so it's a 1 week pass.
No, it's a 1 week pass.
Okay.
No, because at that point, like, I'm willing to give him. Let me tell you why I'm giving a pass. I'm factoring in the fact that the schedule was probably off, like as far as what they wanted to do. You go into a game and you have a template of what you want to try to accomplish. You might, like, maybe they want to set up the run, or maybe they want to give him some manageable passes in order to get the game going. I think for both of those teams, it became a track meet right out the gate. I thought it started out like a marathon, or they thought it would be. Then it turned into a straight sprinter's track meet. So I think that was the case, and I think the field kind of threw everybody off, and then you had to scramble to adjust. Now, next week, with everything that we know and being at home and all this other stuff, no, you're not going to get the same pass from me.
Extra rest,
like,
too.
You better, like, listen, there not better not be Nan pick thrown come Monday Night Football against the Atlanta Falcons. Better not Nan pick be thrown. So, yeah, that's kind of where I'm coming at with it. The defense better play better. The offense look like they're clicking on all cylinders for me. And he can't make the mistakes that he made. He better look like that $250 million quarterback gave all that money to.
I think part of the reason why this is so on top of my brain is when you watch Saquon and AJ and Devontae in this line, you realize the bones are here for a great offense if the quarterback plays well. I mean, it could be a great offense. It could be, you know, like you guys were both predicting towards this summer. Like, they could score in the upper 20s every game if the quarterback just holds onto the ball and delivers it where it's supposed to go. Matt in Mullica Hill. Hey, Matt.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Matt. What's up, pal? Man?
So, I enjoyed the game. I know it was the first week, so I didn't put much steam into what happened, except I don't understand when Jalen was audibling using the term Tiger Wire. Every time I knew exactly what the play was. It was a read option, and he got smashed every time. Like, what the heck?
Yeah, Matt, if you were able to pick that up from Mullica Hill, I guess the Packers were able to pick it up three yards above the line of scrimmage. I did hear that a few times. Was the Tiger Wire? I heard it.
Yeah, Tiger Wire. Oh, I'm like, it's a run, duh. And he's going to get clobbered. Yes, he did, because he's going to the same side. He did run to the left one time.
Hugh, what's your guess on what that means? If he's yelling something,
I mean, it's a tendency.
Yeah,
it's
if he's yelling something similar on different plays,
and if Matt, the thing, like, I hear what you're saying, but you still got to stop it though. Like, you know,
well, the Packers did.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
You still
got
to stop.
They had someone watching him the whole game, so he didn't get much yards when it was. Oh man.
No. It was certain plays that they ran, and you're like, man, why are you running that?
Yeah.
Like, but again, I feel like part of that is because everything got thrown off schedule. I really feel like that. I just feel like the way the game started, everything got thrown off schedule.
Well, it did, yeah. And Matt, we appreciate the call. It did, but that was just one play. I mean, let me ask you this. What does the play in the first quarter have to do with the fourth quarter? Like when he's throwing bad decisions, making poor decisions in the fourth quarter of the game, like, we're way past that. We're way past the first play of the game. Like, I don't understand what happened. I know Ike was on this yesterday. How does a guy go from being a good decision maker to now more reckless? I wonder, like, where is he trying too hard? Is he trying to justify the contract, who he is, who he's supposed to be?
Hero ball.
Well, that's the part that is the strangest to me. It's not. I agree with when you say he throws a better ball now. I agree with you. He's better mechanically. He just throws the ball nicer now than he did when he first came in the league. It's the decision making that's changed for him.
Yeah, and I think part of that is because there might be some pressure to be the guy that you feel that has to live up to the money that you made.
Well, when you mention all the changes, that's in my, like, when I looked at the numbers this morning, right? That the line of demarcation is when they paid him, right? He didn't make, he didn't throw interceptions before then. Since they paid him, he throws a lot. Something changed.
I'm just saying.
Something changed around here.
I'm just saying. I just remember us having this conversation. I was like, boy, everything got kind of different when you got that bread. It got a little different when you got that bread. But the pressure's ramped up. No question about it.
Well, that is true. Sure.
And now you're on a team where, and I don't know if Jalen's like this, but you're on a team where, like, you're the face of the franchise, but you're not the headliner. If that makes sense.
Well, Friday was Saquon.
Yeah, you're not the headliner. You got a star-studded cast, man. And we've seen in the past, whether we want to admit it or not, like when some people come in and they become that guy, you know, that might be a little bit, you know, tough for some people to handle.
Well, that's even more why the interceptions make no sense to me, because he doesn't need to force things, right? He's got a ton of weapons. Like, you watch the Bills game on Sunday. Josh Allen, because they lost Stephon Diggs now, right? He's gone. That team's young. They don't have many established star receivers. Like, I get why he's got to play hero ball for them to win. I don't think Jalen does. If Jalen just takes care of the football and distributes, he's going to have good numbers, and they're going to score a lot of points. Chris in Middletown. Hey, Chris.
Chris.
Good morning, man.
Good morning, Chris. What's up, pal?
Damn you, Hugh Douglas.
What I do now?
Tell him, Chris.
What I do now.
Stop talking about bacon. As soon as you start talking about bacon, I just start craving bacon. I'm mad enough.
Hey, Chris, but see, bacon is keto. So that as long as you on the keto diet, you're good. They brought a lot of bacon.
Well, Chris, go pick up your Hatfield bacon.
Hatfield brought a lot of bacon.
I mean, they brought in so much today that Hugh's got a bag full to bring home.
Make sure you get some of that for yourself there, Joe. You can have yourself a good slab of bacon tonight for dinner.
Well, I have a bag to bring home for my kids, so I am definitely bringing it home to cook it up. Chris, what do you got for us?
Guys, here's what I got for you. Damn you, Hugh Douglas. Listen, Joe is speaking. When you make me agree with Joe on an Eagles point, then you know there's something wrong here, okay?
what point is that?
Listen, so here's the thing. All the excuse callers for Jalen, you know, they already started this morning. They're going to talk about, it's a new offense. Listen, he's a fifth-year starter, and here's what that's already been said. But here's the thing. It wasn't that he made a bad read because it's a new play. He threw the guy one way, threw the ball one way, and the guy broke the other way. It's your fifth-year starter, and again, this, I'm not a Jalen hater, and all you morons that'll say I'm a hater, you're morons. Here's what it is. He did phenomenal things, but what is in question is this. He's become a turnover machine because of bad decisions. Your fifth-year starter, when there's three guys on the deep ball, when he's triple covered, don't throw.
You can't throw that one. I know which one you're talking about. You can't throw that.
Yes. When you look to Dotson, you go to another read. Don't come back to Dotson when there's a guy standing right there. That's the problem. And Hugh, the field doesn't affect that either, okay? So that's the problem that I have, is it's that forcing of the ball. It's that heat, that stubbornness or unwillingness to learn. I have a point to you maybe about all of this, Joe, because you're questioning what happened, right? He got his bread, so now all of a sudden he's playing a little bit. Here's my thought. Maybe Jalen wasn't really being Jalen because Jalen wanted to get paid. So Jalen was playing really conservative because he knew he couldn't play, you know, like a gunslinger, like a Brett Favre, right? Well, now that he got paid, now he's being Jalen. So Jalen is a risk taker, and Jalen is a gambler, because there's no way a guy that has his much playing experience and his much grooming from a young quarterback with his dad coaching him all the way through college, starting 5 years in NFL starter, can continue to do this without knowing, I can't do this, unless that is just part of him that he has to rein in. So, guys, that's where my fear is with him. That's what I'm worried about with him, and that's where he does not get a pass. This isn't the first time. This is a long-time thing. And you know what? He needs to nip it in the butt, just like another guy that I'm going to point out on my way out with you on my last point, because it's the same damn thing. Bryce Harper, stop watching the ball.
Oh, Chris, I'm glad you said it. No, you can't do it.
Run it.
Yes. Chris, we're going to. I'm glad you said it. Yep.
Jalen and Bryce are both on warning right now. Stop your mental nonsense and play within the game.
Just play smart. Just play smart. Chris, appreciate it. We're going to get to the Harper thing coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. Yet, if it was one, I keep going back to this. Yes, it was a new offense. Yes, it was a slippery field. What was last year? What was last year? Wasn't all slippery fields and
no,
new offense?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. But this is the reason why I'm giving Jalen the pass, and I understand why most people don't, and that's your right not to, because I for one, like I said, I'm giving him a clean slate until I'm not. I guess you kind of change your mind on that, but I'm not talking about you right now. I'm just you know, pointing out the facts, but pointing out my side of it, and I feel like a lot of times when we talk about what he is, we like to bring up the past. Like, you know, because I, like, again, heard people talking about, well, you know, he did this last year and all this other stuff.
But it's a pattern.
It's a new year.
But we're off to a bad start.
No, it's a new year. And I understand where people are coming from when they say, well, you know, it was where he picked up from last year.
Yeah.
But we also have to understand that there was a lot going on in this game that probably forced a lot of things to be a lot different.
I agree with that. But, you know, and we'll take everyone's phone call, 215-592-9494. There's, you know, Hugh, we do this all the time with players. There's different ways to, like, spin statistics, right?
Yeah, we spin doctors.
We spin doctors. So, and there's a lot of ways to do it. You could divide it up the first half of his career, the second half, the first 34 starts, the last 18, last year, this year. You know what's becoming more and more true the more and more he plays, right? And we have a bigger sample. You always talk about small sample versus big sample, right? There's only one year he has been great. One. And that was 2022. And like Friday wasn't great, and we hope he plays great on Monday against the Falcons, and hopefully by the end of this year we have 2 years. But that's the reality of where it's been. Can we hear from Nick Sirianni, and then we'll react with you guys on the other side. Sirianni praising Hurts from coming back from the turnovers and kind of having adversity after them.
You know, I really was – we couldn't have played a worse first quarter than we did. Offensively, defensively did a great job of stepping up, but we couldn't have played a worse first quarter than we did. And then we came back down the field. He hit Saquon with an unbelievable throw. And so there, you know, he's going to want some plays back, obviously. But I thought, you know, Jalen started it as far as the dog mentality of playing through, and handling the adversity. Again, it wasn't perfect. It wasn't perfect by any means. We can help him out with some play calls here and there as well. But I thought he responded good. Like that 4 minute drive that we had, that drive started with what, eight some minutes left to go in the game, and we gave him the ball back with 27 seconds. Why? Because Jalen and Devontae connected on some huge plays.
Well, they did. It reminded me of the Tampa game last year where they ran the clock out at the end. 215-592-9494. For your reaction to that and all this, are you giving Jalen Hurts a pass for the week one performance, including the turnovers? 215-592-9494. We'll come back. Your phone calls here coming up on Sports Radio 94 WIP. And join me tomorrow night under the stars at Sunset Social in Center City for our next Go Yards watch party with Philly Standard, the tailgate beer from Yards Brewing Company and Kyle Schwarber. Cheer on Kyle as he takes on Tampa. Enjoy $5 Philly Standards and register for a chance to win the Kyle Schwarber Ballpark Experience, on-field batting practice, a meet-and-greet with Kyle, and tickets with me in the Yard Suite tomorrow at Sunset Social in Center City. Yards Brewing Company, made by Philly. Celebrate responsibly. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up at 11, we'll get to a very eventful ninth inning at Citizens Bank Park last night, which did lead to a win, but that doesn't mean we're giving out passes there either. We'll get to that coming up. Ross Tucker, our first spot with Ross after the first week of the season. Ross at 11:45. Later in the show, we'll debut Kiss the Baby, a brand new segment. Excited for that one. Let's go back to the phones here. Are you giving Jalen Hurts a pass for his week one performance? Mr. Surehands in West Oak Lane. What's up, Mr. Surehands?
Hey, my brothers. How you doing? Gillio, Cal, Gold Jacket. What's up with you?
What's going on, man?
Everything, man. Shout out to Jeff and Howie for recognizing something that Hugh Douglas will probably never admit. I don't know what happened to this guy, but defense is certainly not a luxury we wouldn't have won without him. Jalen Stumpf.
Dude, you know what? Mr. Surehands.
Let him cook.
Go look at that box score.
But they made plays in the red zone.
If you say anything, they were opportunistic. Mm-hmm. They played opportunistic.
No,
but
no. They were very good, and they showed that they had the potential to be a top five defense.
No.
This year.
Yeah. No.
Hugh, Jalen is not giving them the ball,
Mr. Hands,
to run free.
Mr. Hands,
are they running up and down that field?
Mr. Hands, with all due respect, no, that defense was not good. They damn near gave up 200 yards.
Because the quarterback gave them the ball four times.
Mr. Hands, again, with all due respect, that defense, they were middling at best. They were middling.
Maybe they were tired because the quarterback kept giving them the ball.
Is that what it is?
I'm asking questions.
So now you're being an enabler. You're enabling Mr. Hammond.
Yeah, I am.
I appreciate you, Joe. Listen, right? Jalen was looking off open receivers for what reason, I have no idea. You have a bunch of athletes surrounding you. You do not have to play hero ball. We do not want Carson Wentz back. Why are you trying to play like Carson Wentz? Hero ball does not win.
It does not. You're not winning a Super Bowl player.
You was waiting for me to respond.
Well, he's
there's probably, a little bit of hero ball there.
We're thrown across our body, across the field.
Wow, you just going all in with this one.
Come on. That throw in the end zone is not acceptable.
Yeah, it was bad.
They say Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback that ever did it. He lets the ball go to the open guy every time. If you're open, you're getting the ball. We'll take what the defense is giving us. We don't need to do nothing else. You got Saquon back there. You got probably the number one three receiver core in the league. We already know what AJ and Devontae does together. You put dots in there. Give those guys the ball. What are you doing?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, you know what we need, and I'm glad you brought up the Brady thing. And Mr. Sherrins, we appreciate the phone call. You know, I can't think of a single highlight in Tom Brady's career. He just distributed the football, right? Just got it out of his hands. And Jalen's a different kind of player. He runs, he moves. They're obviously different physically. I need more game manager out of Jalen Hurts. Be smart with the football rather than I need superhero. They don't need superhero.
No, not right now. And again, the reason why I'm so bullish on the reason I feel like Jalen's going to correct all that is because I felt like they got behind schedule a little bit. And that's why.
But one drive.
I understand what you're saying, but that in a game, Joe, like most offenses, they start the game with the first 15. I can almost guarantee you they didn't run their first 15. They're probably that game plan, whatever it was for the first 15 plays, is probably going to be in Monday night's game because they didn't even get a chance to do that. They were behind the eight ball from the gate. Probably the same thing with the defense. Like, they had to dial up. Vic Fangio had a game plan, and when he got behind the eight ball, he had to dial up some exotic stuff, and he had to do some things where he had to go to guys that he felt could help in the situation that he was presented. Mm. That's probably why BG played as much as he did.
Oh, we'll get to that. Yeah, BG played a lot. BG, by the way, was in here on this morning with the camera, which was awesome. He did. He played more than your guy Bryce Huff, which was... was certainly interesting. I'll say that. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, man?
Hey, Jeff.
What's going on, man?
You might have to let me cook here for a minute, Joe.
Go ahead.
You said a whole lot of stuff that I totally disagree with. First of all, you said something about raising the bar. When are we going to raise the bar? The bar was set in 2022 when they went to the Super Bowl. You keep raising the bar to something that's never going to be attainable. You're always going to be criticizing this guy. You also brought up.
Hold on. Jeff, I'll let you finish. But then, what is he? Because that's the bar he set. He set that standard. He could play at that level. He hasn't gone back there. So what do we have here?
We have a guy that's really good. We have a guy that's on his third coordinator. We have a guy that, because he got paid by a rich white guy a lot of money, he puts pressure on himself to take the game into his own hands. That you mentioned it earlier, the parameter changed when he got paid. So what's that say?
No, his play changed, not the parameter. He started turning the football over in the beginning of last year. Jeff, my favorite part about him when he first became the Eagles quarterback, and even back at college, but you know here, because that's when we watched him every week, he didn't put the ball in harm's way. He protected the football. Since the beginning of last season, every game it feels like he's throwing the ball to the other team.
Well, look, man. Perfection is unattainable in this game. It's just not. So if we're going to keep criticizing him, you also said that they started off bad. Like, how do they start off bad by winning a game? He made some really good plays when it counted.
No, he started off poorly. He did.
He in the first quarter, yeah.
Jeff, on the last drive of the game, he threw the ball to Jair Alexander again. A.J. Brown broke up the pass. That was a pick six going the other way.
All right, man. Look, I can't go all season long bashing this guy every time. Every mistake that he makes.
Stop. It's not bashing. Guys, stop. I'm letting everyone know right now. If we get the Jalen Hurts we got on Friday night, the Super Bowl dream is over. Yeah. Guys, are we watching it? Yeah. I don't want to do this, but I remember doing this when Wentz started going the wrong way. We did the same thing. Well, they won, Joe. He was a great quarterback. He'll get back there. He didn't. Like, Jalen Hurts has to play better. Like, was that a $250 million quarterback on Friday night?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
So, like, what? I don't know. What do you want out of him?
Well, it's one of those things where you have the camp that they can't get past what you're saying because it's viewed as negative. And what I tried to explain to you yesterday was this, that in every meeting, no matter if you won by 30 or you won by a touchdown, you're always critiquing the things that you did bad because you know that other teams are scouting you and you want to get better. Like he said, you're always dealing from a place of, but you won the game, but you could play better. And that's how most athletes think. When I was listening to Ike and Spike talk yesterday, and I heard the passion that Ike had when he was talking about it, I knew exactly where he was coming from, because that's the passion that the defense coordinator had. We had good games. He'd be like, you didn't do this well. You didn't get this coverage. Because you're never supposed to be complacent. You're never supposed to be complacent.
I actually think that if you're making a lot of excuses and say lay off Jalen, you don't think very highly of him. That's my view.
You feel like he's reached his ceiling.
Yeah, right. I think highly of Jalen Hurts. I expect more out of Jalen Hurts. I think he could be better than he was last year, better than he was on Friday. If you're okay with that, then you might as well call up and say Jalen Hurts is an average quarterback. Like, if that's what you believe, then you're welcome to call and tell us that. But that's not what I view him as. I view him as an above-average quarterback, and I think he should be a top-10 guy every year moving forward while he's in his prime. And I didn't see that on Friday night, so it frustrated me. I'm happy they won the game. But didn't we learn our lesson last year? Like, did we forget last season with this, they won the game stuff? Guys, we did that for 10 weeks last year, and then reality smacked us all in the face.
Facts. We're smart. And then when the wheels fell off the wagon, we're all sitting around asking people questions. Well, what happened?
I think we're smarter than that as a city and a fan base. Like, if it's not right, then you talk about it and you say, it's got to be better for it to sustain. Jalen Hurts has to be better for them to sustain winning, and winning 12, 13 games the way so many people want to win. That's the goal here. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll come back. Your phone calls. Jalen Hurts, are you giving him a pass for week one? I'm not. Hugh is. Kyle is. Where do you come down on this? And we're going to talk about someone else who may or may not get a pass for last night. The star of the Phillies, Bryce Harper. He did get on base the ninth inning. They did win a game, but it is what happened in between there that got everyone talking. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. I'm ready for more NFL on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook, is continuing its special offer to keep us watching more. Now, through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a three-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then, with a YouTube TV base plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon at a market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment. You can cancel anytime. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.